All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of Chris's favorite podcast on the planet.
The greatest podcast in the multiverse.
It's your favorite show, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Right.
Well, here it is then. Old Buddy's podcast. One's too many, honey, isn't enough. All right. Don't worry about 12, no, they ain't showing up. Rocky came with the shot, Stuck came with the blunts. Saying one's too many, honey, isn't enough. All right. Yeah. Now you see we going dumb, dumb, dumb. Now you see we going.
Like, other guys are still not really like Harden. He's fucking struggling with shooting this year.
Yeah, and everybody wants to blame it on the whole like
on the
free
fouling,
throw thing.
The free throws, yeah. But, like, the ball is a factor now. Ooh.
Yep.
All right, Kate.
For those of you who just missed that, Chris.
Wait, they waved that off?
I don't know. Chris notified me that they changed basketballs in the NBA. Yep. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it either until I saw, like, an article saying that players were talking about it. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, well, anyways, we are back.
I waved that off.
What up, Briss?
What up?
How's it going there, buddy?
You know, it's pretty solid, pretty solid.
All right.
Catching these Pistons right now.
So we've got a fun show.
We do.
It's another Friday, another new episode.
You know.
More football talk, more everything. Before we start. Obviously, the Odell thing.
Yeah.
A bunch of people had him on waivers, I guess, because they're picking him up. He's the third biggest acquisition this week.
Yeah.
You know who number one is?
Who?
Try and guess. It might just be for the day, but I just happened to open this
AP?
And saw it. No, he was earlier, dude. He was waivers, man.
Oh, yeah.
Zay Jones.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird.
Ain't he in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense, though, because, like, I felt like Bryan Edwards would have possibly been the guy that people would go after.
Right.
But I really feel like this opens up more so for Renfro. I feel like if you have Renfro, his stock is rising. That's who I feel like is going to take over more so from, you know, the touches Ruggs would have got.
Well, the thing is, like, Ruggs doesn't get many targets per game anyways. I don't really know how much this changes. The only thing that I think this changes is I actually feel like it hurts Darren Waller's value.
Possibly.
Just because Henry Ruggs used to take the top off the defense. We've been talking about this since he got drafted. You know, what was it, 2 years ago now?
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, the kid zips down the field. You have to keep a safety over top. If you don't, Derek Carr is going to throw it.
Yep.
So, I mean, that definitely helped as far as, like, that's why you saw Waller just getting so many targets you know, the last 2 years.
Zay Jones is speedy, but he's nowhere near Henry Ruggs.
No.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
He has produced a little bit. I mean, you know, nothing too crazy.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean.
But, like, to be that type of vertical threat, like, in that type of role, I feel like, you know, it's very few guys you could do. Like, Tyreek, you know, Ruggs, Mecole Hardman. Like, it has to be a guy that's just a pure burner.
Yeah.
That's a threat to tape top like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, even Justin Jefferson, Calvin Ridley, like guys like that. Funny, we've already brought up three people now who aren't even on teams.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Or really playing, I guess I should say.
Yeah, they put Ridley on that exempt list, actually, now.
I saw that.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know, the whole backlash to, like, because it's been a little bit of backlash from, like, sports talk people about that whole Ridley thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking Marcus Spears and them were trying to go in on him, like, yeah, it's weak. You playing football. Why you so weak? And it's like, dude, to even say, hey, I'm not feeling this right now. Something's not right. And step away like that, like, it's not really a weakness. It's actually a strength more so because you know you shouldn't be in the position you in right now.
Yeah. I mean,
like, if mentally you're not there, like, you're playing a very physical sport. You could possibly harm someone if mentally you're not there 100%.
Right.
So taking that time away, it's no fault at it.
Yeah. And I mean, the guy's fucked up. He's fucked up. He's got to get himself right. It happens.
Right.
It was
ironic because fucking Marcus Spears is saying this shit. And it's like, dude, you were teammates with Junior Seau. And when Junior Seau unfortunately took his life, you sitting here, why didn't we see the signs this, that, or the other?
Yeah.
It's a big ass sign right here.
Right.
Like,
And I mean, granted, I haven't really, I doubt it's anything like CTE related or anything.
Right,
like
it's
that.
Probably
like,
not. Because
I haven't
like,
seen Calvin really involved in like any like huge like nah. hits.
Like,
it's
I doubt
like,
it's a
oh,
CTE
man.
Thing, but still like mental, it still ties into, you know, your mental health still can tie into CTE, even if it's not CTE related at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the guy could be depressed, whatever
right,
the case
you know?
Is. Wasn't he just out like earlier
yeah,
this
like,
season?
Earlier
for his,
this season.
Like
yeah.
a death for in
yeah,
the family?
Yeah, it was like a death in the family or something. Yeah, so it's like. He's needs time to grieve. Like, give him his time.
Right.
Bro.
I mean, yeah, that's, that stuff happens, man. And it's
like
not, a whole lot
not everybody can come out. You know, they lose somebody because I think it might have been his father.
Really?
Or like his father or his grandfather?
It was
like somebody close.
It was something like that. It was like near immediate family.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, like some people can go out, you know, right after they lose somebody in their family and just have the game of their life.
Right.
Other people. Can't really do that and yeah. you know they need that time to reflect and everything, so if they need that time, give them the time.
Right. I mean, I haven't heard about outside of what you just said, I haven't heard about anybody bashing them. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you see some idiots talking
yeah.
about it on their fantasy
and of course
my fantasy
yeah.
team, but it's like, you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, which, you know, it happens, unfortunately.
Right.
That's why you always want to plan ahead with your fantasy team too.
Yeah, that's why you draft well.
Yep. Draft well, waivers well.
Right. Pay attention.
Right.
So I mean, there's a lot to talk about, dude. This week has actually been freaking nuts for
yeah.
the NFL. The whole Odell spiel, man, that's
yeah.
that is
his dad and LeBron really got him out of there.
They really did, man. Like that video that his dad posted,
dude,
was
it's like
absolutely hilarious.
And I just love it because of the fact that I've been telling people for a second, because like I wanted to be a Baker Mayfield fan. I really, really did. But when he got to the NFL, I saw nothing that screamed to me, hey, I should still be a fan of this guy.
I mean, like, in his first game that he played, like,
yeah, like that
was great.
Really
it was like,
yeah,
it
was like college Baker. Okay, you know, you got hyped up.
Right.
But then ever since, he's a game manager.
Well,
and
I mean,
he's
a lot
not
of guys
even,
are, but.
But, like, they're praising Baker as if he's a superstar, like a game
right,
changer
right.
and stuff. And he's not that guy. Like, we have to understand he is a game manager.
Yeah, he's Jared Goff.
Like, yeah, literally, yeah. Like, he has an amazing run game, one of the greatest backfields in the league. He has a pretty solid
I would actually
defense.
Debate that and say it's one of the greatest running back duos ever.
Oh, yeah, it could be one of the greatest running back duos ever because
I mean,
of the talent there.
Think about it. There's
both
there's,
can run for 1,000 yards in the same season.
Both have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so yeah, they like, could do it in the same year
yeah,
on the same team.
Right.
I mean, like, the only other time you could really remember something like that was, like, Priest Holmes and Derek Johnson.
Yeah, and that wasn't
Larry
even
Johnson.
That long,
Larry
really.
Johnson.
That was, like, because that was maybe a year of that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was because, what's his name? He rushed for, like, 1,600 yards in
yep.
eight games.
Yeah.
Which so, is crazy.
It's like, dude, like, that, like, and then you have a defense that some days it's an elite defense. Other days, you know, it's an okay defense.
Yeah.
But an okay defense is better than what other teams have in the league. Like, you actually have a defense that's a threat to can potentially put up points and stuff.
Yeah, they
all
got a
you,
good defense.
So all you have to do is just make the smart reads, get the first downs. And Baker can't do that sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, who'd they play last week?
Because
I had them winning that game, and I believe they lost last week, if I'm
I
not
think
mistaken.
They did, too, yeah.
Let's see. That was week 8. The Browns had the Steelers.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know which way to call that one. That was
yeah, that was the one
close.
I was like, I'm abstaining from that because that's – I didn't know because they were on the road to Steelers were.
Right.
And it's like,
if it was a home game, I
would
have taken Pittsburgh for
oh,
sure.
Yeah,
but
easily.
Since it was on the road, I wasn't really sure. We knew it was going to be a defensive matchup.
Right.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
Plus Baker coming off the injury and everything else, you know,
yeah.
it's like, man.
Dude, Frank Jackson with this new haircut just looks so weird to me.
What, he doesn't have long hair no more?
Nah, he cut it. Like when I went to the season opener, I looked and I'm like, when do we get another Jackson? And then I look, I'm like, wait, Frank? The fuck?
I just mistook. I thought he was a Linux. I'm like, wait, I thought you said he goes here.
Oh, nah.
Yeah. No, it was a Linux. So, I mean, a lot of headlines. That's one. Let's just go through kind of, you know, what's happening. This is all going to be a little more fantasy related. But, I mean, for
yeah.
the Cowboys, like Gallup's back.
Yep. He is back.
Cooper and Lamb are both questionable. Lamb sprained his ankle on Wednesday.
Yep.
Amari Cooper is still hurt from the game in week whatever. I guess he's been kind of managing that hamstring injury
Dak
since week four.
Dak said that he's playing, so
yeah, he's gonna play. Yeah. Dak's gonna play. Yeah, I wouldn't really worry about them at all too much. Keep going down the list. The 49ers got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Kittle's supposed to return.
Yep.
Jeff Wilson could play potentially.
And they say he looks good too.
There was someone else. Was it Deebo Samuel?
I think Debo's actually a little bit banged up.
Yeah, he's like questionable to play or something this week, but I think he will. So is Elijah Mitchell. Elijah Mitchell's questionable.
Yeah.
Too.
But Elijah Mitchell gonna play.
Yeah. Julio and AJ Brown both should be good to go this week.
Good, they need them.
Lions waived Tyrell Williams.
Yeah, finally. Which, you know, I was saying, I felt like that was gonna turn out to be a bad contract, and it was.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully the guy's career isn't over, because he's been out all year with a concussion.
Right.
So it's like, hopefully his career isn't over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you haven't played all year and you're getting waived on an injury designation. That's scary to hear in that case.
Yeah, but I mean.
But he's had a few over the years too, so.
Yeah, fucking A, dude. I mean, he's tried to play and everything else, but it's just hasn't worked out. Dude gets hurt every year.
Every single year, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think he's played double-digit games in a season.
Probably not, honestly. I mean, you can maybe once with the Chargers or something, but, yeah, probably not. We already talked about Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
DeVante Parker got put on IR today.
Yeah, he did, unfortunately. You know, it was mentioned to me earlier, Miami could try to pick up Odell on waivers. And I'm like, that could work out, actually, though.
They should.
Because DeVante Parker, you know, it just hasn't worked. I don't know what it is, which is, it's so weird that it hasn't worked, because DeVante Parker should have been a star, if you ask me. Like, he has the tools where he could have been legit.
Right.
But it just never clicks for him.
Right. And or he's injured or whatever the case may be. Yeah, you can blame it on the quarterback. You can blame it on whatever you want. Right. But yeah,
it just hasn't clicked. And it's at that point where it's like, you got to cut ties. Especially with Waddle coming in and it's clicking right away.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a bad look. And I feel like Odell down in Miami, he'd probably love it.
Yeah, of course he would.
He'd probably be all for it.
Marking himself like a
you know, MF-er. He'll be living the life.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's one, even though they're not necessarily a contender right now, I feel like that's a lower, like, tier team that's on waivers that he wouldn't be too mad at going to.
No, could you imagine leaving Cleveland and going to Miami?
Yeah.
How fucking sweet would that be?
Exactly.
I would love that anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's see. Browns did. It says Browns. What is this headline? Browns did lost list. Wide receiver. Okay, there's definitely a typo there.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm like,
Jarvis Landry with an injury designation for week 9 against the Bengals. He'll probably play, though, right?
Probably
will. I haven't heard anything.
I mean, they need it. Not. They starting guys on the street at receiver at this point.
Right. Noah Fant still on the COVID list.
Actually, I saw earlier he came off of it. Yeah, so he should be.
No, he's not expected to play this week. This was at 3:35 today.
Really? Because I thought I saw an update that said they were taking him off of it, but they still weren't going to play him this week.
Okay, well, maybe that's what it says. Does not expect Noah Fant to play. It says COVID.
Yeah. Hopefully he's like not too fucked up from COVID.
Right.
The lingering effects, because that's happened to a few guys.
I've seen that more in basketball than I have football.
Yeah, in football, really.
I haven't really seen anything in football about it. Ooh, Khalil Mack and Eddie Jackson both are out of Bears preparations for Pittsburgh. The team, they're traveling to Pittsburgh tomorrow, so we'll know a little bit more whether they play or not. Anywho, what else? Rashad Bateman listed as questionable, as is Sammy Watkins. Mm. So if you got either of those guys, desperation plays in the flex.
Yeah.
Could be
good old 10 Sammy.
Yeah, they'll both go. Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, both practice. Should be good.
Yep, they should be all good to go.
Taysom Hill's actually going to play behind Trevor Siemian this week.
Really?
That's what I've heard so far.
Yeah, well, I mean, Siemian looked damn good last week.
I mean, he beat Brady on... Yeah. Well, it was at home, but still, they beat Tom Brady.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck is it where New Orleans is Tom Brady's regular season kryptonite?
I know, man. Didn't he lose both of them last year to
him? Both last year.
Yeah.
They beat him in the playoffs, but they lost both last right. year. I'm like, what is going on? And I had a weird feeling going into that game. I was like, I really wanted to take Tampa.
Yeah.
But I just had this weird feeling that New Orleans was going to pull off the upset. And it's unfortunate Jameis got hurt. Like, and I was pissed at the way it happened, too. Because this was the most mobile I've seen Jameis in a very long time.
True, yeah. Like, he had two first down rushes like early on in the game.
Running. I'm like, shit.
The only thing with that is I feel like Trevor Siemian ran the offense better than Jameis.
He might have.
Because Jameis, like, think about that Seattle game. Slinging. That was like one of the worst games I've watched in a while.
Dude.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian looked good. I don't know. I mean, you root for a guy like Jameis.
Yeah, you do.
Like that thing you sent me, that was one of the funniest fucking posts I've ever seen. Dude. we should post that on one of our channels this week.
Like, freaking Jameis. It's so hard to really dislike Jameis because he just seems like such a genuine guy. He's so funny, too, and he doesn't even try to be funny.
Right.
But he's just funny.
And, wait, he's out for the year, though, right?
Yeah, like, he tore his ACL, and they said it's a little bit of MCL damage, too, I think. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yep. But, dude, he was partying with the team in the locker room afterwards.
Dancing on crutches. Fucking asshole.
I was like, dude. No, I'm like, fun. But he just happy they won, yeah. So I can't even be mad at him.
Eating W's.
Right.
Dancing on crutches. Throwing nothing but 50-50 balls.
Bruh.
Clyde Edwards.
The 60-40 ball.
Yeah, the 60-40 ball. So Edwards-Helaire is closer to a potential return, they say.
Yep.
Probably in the next couple of weeks.
Low-key, I feel like if he ain't back in the next, like, 2 weeks, Gore might try to take off with that spot.
Yeah, just shut him down for the year.
Like, Gore looks legit in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And in his touches that he had. And I was like, oh, shit, we actually got a nice little guy with depth. I was hoping that they didn't cut him. And he looked solid last week.
Bro, he looked great on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, more explosive than any other runner I've seen under there, it seems like.
Yep.
As far as, like, actually, I wouldn't say more explosive. Mm-hmm. I would say more productive.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually rushing for good yardage, getting chunks, mm-hmm. playing and play out. I thought he was good.
Yeah. I actually picked him up in our league because I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. Why mm-hmm. not? Why not take that flyer, you know?
So, Stafford and Robert Woods didn't practice this week so far.
But they should be good.
They didn't practice today either, did they?
No, they didn't. But they should be good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Precautionary.
Yeah. Stafford's back hurting from carrying your team on his back.
Yeah, no shit. That dude, I don't think there's a better team in the NFC than the Rams.
Dude, y'all just got Von Miller.
That too.
It's literally.
That's another thing that happened this week.
It's literally just like the Rams to lose at this point.
Did you see the GM's coffee mug?
Yeah, fuck them picks.
Fuck them picks. We don't need them, dude.
Like, at all. It's like, bro, you going all in. Why not?
I mean, they already looked like a Super Bowl contender.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, bringing in a stud.
Like, bro, you have to think.
Like Von Miller.
Aaron Donald gets triple teamed. And you're complimenting him with Von Miller.
Yeah. Well, they had Ndamukong Suh a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but Sue and wasn't getting to the quarterback.
Dude, like did he you? Used to. It, I mean, yeah, granted, it wasn't as good as it used to be, but man, you should have seen the production Aaron Donald was getting by having him
just
there.
Just by having him there. Yeah, like they're both going to eat off of this because they're going to be like, oh shit, Von tearing us up. Let's go double team him.
Yeah.
Oh shit, now Aaron. Okay, which way do we go?
I mean, that pass rush is going to be insane, man. Or even not
them. Everybody else on the line.
Right.
Because if they do try to double team both, everybody else can just walk straight through.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to be a matchup nightmare for O-lines. Like, the only team I could even think that would even, like, come up with something schematically and then even the quarterback would break down is Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, moving along, James Robinson, questionable to play.
Yeah.
They say he might play, but, I mean, even if he does, they got Buffalo this week, bro.
Yeah, it's not going to look nice. It's
rough matchup there, buddy.
Josh Allen about to kill him.
Right. Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are both.
They're saying game time decision.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
I didn't know. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Right.
But it was the last play of the game.
And Kyler did leave in a walking boot
from
the game. Yeah. So there was that.
And then Hopkins played, what, two drives in that game before he got hurt? Not even?
Yeah.
He came back in for like a play or two, and they're like, no, you're not playing. You're not going.
Oh, Pistons got the lead.
And then Christian McCaffrey's supposed to play, but he's only going to see about 40 or 50 snaps.
Okay.
So we're probably looking at maybe 15 touches.
Yeah. But he's back.
All right. Oh, we didn't mention the news. The GOAT is back. Adrian Peterson filling in for Derrick Henry, who
unfortunately King Henry has been run into the ground.
Suffered a potential, at least a fantasy season-ending injury.
Yeah. They're saying that it's a chance he could come back, but I'm like,
not during the fantasy season though.
And unless Tennessee just looks red hot, I wouldn't risk it. But even then, it's like if you roll in that well, I wouldn't risk the long-term value on Henry. You know. By rushing him.
I mean, if they have a chance to win the Super Bowl, they're definitely bringing Henry back. Like, if they lose the next five games, they'll probably shut him down for the year.
Yeah,
but
easily.
I don't see Tennessee doing that. I feel like Tennessee's going to turn into a full-blown passing attack.
They will.
And then just let Peterson, you know, take
just
what's available.
Eat up some chunks. Yeah.
Dude, the Aaron Rodgers thing today?
Bruh.
You watched it, right?
Yeah.
That was quite the interview.
Bruh.
Everyone's bashing about the Joe Rogan thing, which I can get that. Go ahead,
funny,
I'll let you go.
Because, like, if you pay attention to when he mentioned his good friend Joe Rogan,
yeah,
like, McAfee kind of had to hold his composure to not laugh a little bit. Like, you see him cover his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, did this fucker just say Joe Rogan? Like, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
he knew what direction it was going to go on the internet at that point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think Joe Rogan's as bad as the public does, apparently. I mean, the dude, everybody used to love this guy, and then he finally makes it as a big podcaster. Everyone's like, oh, Joe Rogan's a fucking idiot.
Literally, Joe Rogan is like a kiss of death of saying that you know, fuck with somebody at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like Rogan. I don't listen to him like I used to, you know, but
right.
I still like the guy.
It's like, plus he makes great interviews in UFC. Oh, I'm sitting here with my arm halfway hanging off and shit. All right, so yeah, how did you think that fight went?
Yeah, or like when he sat down next to Connor after he snapped his foot in two pieces.
Right.
Or his leg. His leg's literally hanging off.
Just hanging and dangling.
The bone
and
is
shit.
Literally broken, but his leg is dangling.
And he's just like, yeah, let's interview me right
now. And he's like, so, what did you have to say about his wife? He goes, she wanted the dick. And he's literally sitting there with his fucking leg broken in two pieces.
Bro, like, the balls to do that shit, though. Like, you literally said, you can't get up on this leg.
Yeah.
And to still say that. And this guy can easily just come over and beat your ass. Yeah.
He's like, she was in me DMs. Like, dude, you know your leg's literally, like,
right, like, you know,
legitimately
he
broken right now, right?
Your shit right quick.
Yeah.
And you kind of can't really defend.
Yeah. What? Another weird thing that I thought before we jump into the games was, so 267 was last week. I think we actually already brought this up on the pod.
Yeah,
once.
And then 268.
268 tomorrow.
Yep. I just want Kobe Covington to get his face broken. That's all I want.
Who's he fighting? Usman?
Yep.
I don't think he's got a shot. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's got a shot. Unless until you prove it, dude, Usman's not losing.
Nah.
Until he's like starts to get washed.
You know he was trying to talk his cash shit, like he didn't really break my jaw last time, this, that, or the other, blah, blah, blah. All right, you gonna make this man really break your shit then.
Right. The only thing I can think is if Covington can like get off early with like a bunch of like real good leg kicks, then I feel like he's got a shot. Mm. Like no one else has been able to really do anything to Usman since he took reins of the champion though.
Nope. He's a fucking unstoppable force.
Yeah.
You see he hinted earlier in the week, like, yeah, they throw enough money at him. Him and Izzy will go ahead and do a super fight.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, they both down for it. I'm like, throw the money at him then.
That'd be crazy.
Like, why not? I'd say do it. Like, dog, you know how much money you can make off of that?
Yeah, dude. So many people would tune into that.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a fight worth paying for.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if there's ever, and then could you imagine the card they would have to surround it with?
No. It would literally be like a combination of the main cards from last week and this week.
Yep. Like, this is the greatest UFC card ever. And then the next week we get a different card that's like, hey, so we got to top this right quick.
Yeah.
That's literally how it's been for the last year of UFC, though. It's like, oh, damn, you can't top this card. Next card. Fuck, you can't top this one. Damn, they just keep getting better each week.
Yeah. what was it, 250, I think it was. I'll have to go back and look at the card. I still think that's the best card.
Oh, I
like on
see,
paper that we've seen.
Because it's anniversary one. So you gotta go big for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, granted, there's been like better fights on different cards, but
I mean, looking at it for what the card was,
like 250 getting was hyped for it. Let me see what was UFC 250.
Because I remember 250 I was like, I wondered what they were going to try to put up for 250 at, like, prior to it.
Oh, wait. It might not have been 250. Although, yeah, that had Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Yep.
That was Neil Magny, Sterling versus Sanhagen.
Yeah.
Who else? Cody Garbrandt was fighting. Nunes was the main fight.
Or was it 255?
I don't think it was 250 is the one I'm thinking of. That was a good card.
It was.
Oh, no, it was this one. Well, no, not really, but this was a good one, too. I remember Justin Gaethje versus Tony Ferguson was the main one.
Ooh, and Gaethje opens up tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. He opens up the main card. I wonder why they're doing that.
It was something about, like, one of the coaches, like, shared with another fighter or whatever. And so, like, they want to give them enough time to be able to prepare for both equally.
Yeah. I wonder what the real reason is.
I don't know. But I'm like, shit, give me that fight off rip. Because Chandler's impressed me each fight he's had in UFC. Like, he's actually impressed the fuck out of me.
Who, Chandler? Oh, yeah, dude. He's been an absolute monster.
Yeah. And, like, Gaethje, we know Gaethje is fucking legit. So if there's ever a measuring stick to see how well he's going to be in UFC, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fight on the card that I'm most excited for. Mm-hmm. I think they're both, like, top-notch fighters. Obviously, you saw Gaethje get absolutely destroyed by Khabib, but it's like, who isn't?
It's Khabib, bro.
Yeah, everybody's going to get destroyed by Khabib. Yeah. But outside of that, I mean, every fight that he's been in is like, this is a good fight, or it's like, yeah, Gaethje absolutely destroyed him.
Yep.
Oh, shit, Frankie Edgar's fighting tomorrow, too, against Marlon Vera. Frankie Edgar almost beat Conor McGregor that one time.
Zhangui Lei, ain't she fighting tomorrow?
Yeah, she's fighting old Rose.
Yep, that rematch.
Yep.
I like Zhangui Lei. she's actually, like, her last few fights I've watched have been so fucking entertaining. Especially that one she had, what was that, 2 years ago? I think that was on the card where Masvidal won the BMF belt. Like, where she beat old girl's face in so bad it was like looking like a fucking Martian head.
Oh, that was the first fight during quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That was the first fight in 2020.
Yep. I was like, God. Yeah. That was like, beat her ass.
That was like March or April. Yeah. Dude, they did not give a fuck. They went right out of the gates. Like
that was the greatest women's fight I'd seen in UFC history.
Yeah. I mean, that was by far and a lot the best fight on the card.
Yeah.
I mean, and think about it. Like, we didn't watch. There was no sports on for like weeks.
Yep.
And then you turn that on, and it was like right in the middle of the day too.
Yep.
Like that was quite the thing. I'm sure they probably won a lot of UFC fans over that day.
Oh yeah, they did.
You know, because like there was literally nothing else to watch. It was all just like you're watching like COVID updates and
you watching old fucking cornhole tournaments and shit.
Yeah, and Trump just going on and on and on, bashing Democratic people, and it was funny. Anywho, we do have football. Last week, what even happened last week? Like, what was the main takeaways? There was a bunch of blowouts.
Well, no, I could just tell you what happened last week. First, for starters, since we on last week in football, you know, that one school, with that maze and blue that thinks they're so great.
I completely forgot about that game for some reason.
You know, they're the accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And it happened last week on the way to Kenny Walker's Heisman campaign just further solidifying.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Michigan, you fucking stink.
I mean, so the fact that they were up so big late where you thought the game was essentially over, but
you literally were like, yeah, it's
everybody
over.
Around here knew Harbaugh's going to give this game up.
Bro, like, what have I not been saying about this game?
Yeah.
You can't give Michigan State an inch.
Yep.
And Harbaugh is going to give you so many inches to take. Like, hey, you want this? You sure you don't want to win the game?
Right.
You positive? Go ahead. Just take it from me right quick. And that's what he did.
I mean, from putting in a backup quarterback to fumble the ball away,
dude,
to like
constantly trying to run Quorum, and Quorum's getting stuffed at the line almost every single time.
They couldn't
time.
Get anything going on the ground.
Like, dude, Haskins was your running back that was effective. When he had the ball, he was making plays happen.
But even then, he didn't even have a good game.
Yeah.
Like, they could not stop the run. That's all you had to do was stop one guy.
Yep.
Oh, that was literally, if you stop that one guy.
State didn't have the 1-2 punch that Michigan had that was highly touted. State had to contain two guys.
Right.
Michigan just had to stop Walker, and you could not stop this man.
And the one kid that went off for Michigan, that was like his first game
his
ever going
first
off.
First catch, yeah. In college. Like, whoa.
Yeah. So yeah, that was an exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
Came over, we got some fucking badass pizza. That pizza was good, man.
It was.
Right? I told you. Nicole still to this day says, nah, that pizza's not that good. That fuck out of here. But yeah, so the NFL, there was a bunch of blowouts. Like the Rams were up like 40-0, it seemed like. And then
they gave up 20 out of nowhere. And
it was like all the backups.
Dude, it was hilarious though, because it was like, damn, y'all gave up 20 points in like 5 minutes.
Right.
It was some Madden shit.
Right. It really was, yeah. Lions got blown out.
Oh, God. That was just terrible to watch. Like,
I turned that game off at halftime.
You know how bad that blowout was? I was sitting at my brother's house with my cousins watching it. And we looked up at the TV like, oh, they finally scored. Well, good for them.
Yeah. I mean, I literally turned the game off at halftime, man. I went and started watching the Falcons game. Jets game was so good. I had to watch that. And that turned out to be, they won the game.
Goddamn Jets. That is twice this year the Jets have been the one leg that fucked up on a parlay for me.
Yeah. The Buccaneers fucked my parlay last week.
See?
Speaking of the Jets, though, I mean, they played last night. I turned that game off probably at halftime.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It was, I mean, dude, the thing is Mike White looked so good on the, what, drive or two that he played?
Yeah.
He even came back after he got hurt to finish off, and he threw a beautiful touchdown pass to Elijah Moore.
Josh Johnson didn't look too bad last night either.
Right.
Yeah.
It's I only saw a few drives that he played.
The problem was the Jets couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Saleh's a defensive guy. What the fuck happened, bro?
I mean, I feel like the Colts are clicking, though, man.
They're clicking, but, dude, like, 7 drives you let them go down there and score?
Yeah, they clicked way too much.
Like, that's way too – contain them to some field goals more often.
Right.
Something, like, dude.
Yeah, because it was 45-30.
Yeah.
I saw a stat earlier. It was like, that's the first time that score has ever happened in a game. But it was like the 150th different score or something weird like that, which – seems shy. Or no, maybe it was like 1,100.
Because it's like a Twitter page that does that, like, post, like, random score. Looks like Scoregami or something like that, I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it. So this week, let's see how much time we got left.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got exactly half the show.
Okay, cool.
So everybody knows, we don't have to do this, but we're doing it for you. Letting you know we're at the halfway point.
Right.
So to kick it off, got the Buffalo Bills in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Thoughts? That was a question.
Wait, what happened?
Chris.
Oh, shit. My
Chris,
bad.
Chris.
Look, I had a high moment. Don't judge me.
Yeah, you did. I asked for your thoughts.
Oh, wait, thoughts on what?
You didn't just listen to anything I said at all.
You asked my thoughts.
I thought we were partners in this.
We are.
Like, I ask you a question, and then you respond, and then you ask me a question, and I'll respond.
True.
Buffalo Bills at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, that's an ass whooping waiting.
Let me ask you again. Thoughts.
Ass whooping. Buffalo is about to run a train on Jacksonville, so terrible.
There's no shot that the Jags do anything in this game?
No, because you know what their shot was last week against Seattle?
Yep.
And they went in there and stunk it up. Like, bro, I get it. Seattle was at home, but they're not a good team without Russell Wilson.
No, they're not. They're actually a really bad team. It seems
and
like,
this was your
Russell
chance
Wilson.
To get another win, and you just completely shit the bed.
I will say that Seattle's defense has stepped it up since Russ has left, or since he left with the injury.
Yeah. Dude, did the dog just fucking fart?
Probably.
Oh, God.
Rams defensive tackle could miss the rest of the season due to a pectoral surgery.
Ooh.
Sebastian Joseph Day.
Oh, damn.
That's a big hit. Yeah. But, I mean, good thing you just scooped up Von Miller, the biggest acquisition at the trade deadline. Who are you playing? Are you? Would you even dare start James Robinson this week if you had him?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Not against
Buffalo. Because it's a heel injury, too. So I'm like, nah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't gamble that one.
Would you play
like,
Carlos Hyde if James Robinson plays? I think if he doesn't play, you fire him up.
Yeah, if he doesn't play, I fire him up. If James Robinson does play, it's too much a gamble for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that point, to really trust Hyde.
On the flip side of the ball, I feel like you can start pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Although Sanders laid a goose last week. Beasley went the F off last week. Yeah. And then Stephon Diggs had another really kind of mediocre game.
Yeah, it was mediocre as fuck.
Like, I mean, he was taken as...
Like, he didn't get that touchdown until late, I think.
Yeah. And the thing with Stephon Diggs, man, is like, he was expected to be like the number two wide receiver in fantasy. Number
he's
three.
Just shitting the bed so far.
I mean, he's like a top 24 guy. He's like a wide receiver two, but that's not where you drafted him.
Nah.
So... I think if you have Diggs on your team, you're kind of struggling. I feel like he's finishes strong, but
yeah,
you might want to temper expectations a little bit.
Yeah, like not expect him to win you games each week.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, right before they hit the bye, he went off.
Yeah.
But outside of that, he has had a pretty laxy-daisy season.
Mm-hmm. They got too many weapons, low-key.
They do.
Yeah, like that's really what it's breaking down to. Like, he doesn't have to be that primary weapon, per se. Mm-hmm. Like, he is, but, like... They can attack you from anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've got, like, they've got the personnel to hit you in any kind of, like, you know, it's whether you run zone, a man beater, you need to run the football. They're doing that this year.
They can beat you short, medium, deep. Don't matter.
Your quarterback can take off. Like, it's crazy. They literally have designed runs, like, for Josh Allen to literally just take the direct snap from shotgun, almost like he's running a wildcat.
Mm-hmm.
But they're lined up, you know, three wide, and then he's literally just taking a sweep to the right. And it's like, how do you defend that?
You can't.
You know, if that's not what you're...
And he's big as fuck, too.
Right.
So it's not easy to take him down.
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously that's not what the defense is typically going to be covering. Mm-hmm. It's just like, man, they can hit you from every angle. I think
Last year really had Josh Allen in a position where people forgot he's a fucking mobile quarterback.
Right.
Because he was slinging it so well. It's like... Wait, this guy can run too? Yes, he can fucking run.
I think that Buffalo is the Rams of the AFC this year.
That's fair.
They're just so well-rounded. Mm-hmm. The quarterback is playing out of his mind. I think those two are, in my opinion, the MVP so far.
Mm.
I mean, you could throw Lamar Jackson up there too. But
yeah, because Lamar's just been playing unrealistic as fuck.
Right. Pistons and Nets are tied 39-39.5.
There we go.
Kate's got 9 points.
Wow. All
right. Vegas at the Giants.
Mm.
How you feeling about the Rams or the Raiders this week?
I mean, I don't feel like they lose in this game. It's the Giants.
Yeah.
Like the Giants aren't a threat to really beat much of anybody.
No. I mean, I feel like some games they show up. It's almost like how the Jets have done, you know, so far this season. Like, they just show up some games.
But with the Jets, you know what I noticed what it is with the Jets?
What?
It's when they're at home. Both of those upsets were at home.
Okay.
And, like, those games, the crowd was way more into it somehow from the start. That place was rocking. I'm like, shit.
Yeah. As far as, like, fantasy... implications, who are you? I know you said Renfro, somebody that you'd be looking at as far as like,
yeah, I think Renfro might have a slight uptick in his production with Ruggs gone now.
Yeah,
like I don't expect it to be like explosive, but I mean, if you have Renfro, he was already a solid enough, like, you know,
he's the Cole Beasley of this year.
Yeah,
like he'll get 10 points.
I think he might get you maybe two, three more points possibly each week.
Yeah,
which
possibly
isn't bad. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's all you can ask for out of fantasy.
Yeah,
somebody
he's already,
give me a guaranteed
he's already
10.
Giving you about 10.
Right.
If he can get that to 12 or 13, bro, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a much better guy than Bryan Edwards has ever been all year.
Yeah. Bryan Edwards was just, and they were hyping him up last year like he was going to be, you know, the number one guy.
Bryan
at
Edwards.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked decent coming out of college.
Yeah, he did. He looked good in camp, and then he got into
exactly,
the actual season and. It just didn't click.
What are your thoughts on Kendrick Drake? Or Kenyon Drake. I don't know why I said Kendrick.
I think he's starting to click in offense a
lot. I was thinking like rappers. Like, right. What do you think about Kendrick and Drake? No, Kenyon Drake.
But no, I think he's finally starting to click in offense. Like, he's actually hitting his stride with them. He's producing pretty well.
100%.
I
mean, I wouldn't.
Depending on what my running back situation is, like if it's a bye week for a guy, yeah, I plug him in to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like week in, week out, I'd have to go matchup based.
Yeah. I rewatched the Philly game. Mm-hmm. Did Kenyon Drake just. Did they just like were using him, or did Josh Jacobs get hurt that game? I forgot.
No, I think they were just using Kenyon Drake in that game because Josh Jacobs was healthy that game, I believe.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's what I thought. I just didn't know if he got hurt or what. Yeah. Because, yeah, Kenyon Drake had 14 carries.
Yeah.
And a touchdown. He's got a touchdown in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like, he's starting to come along. It's pretty solid.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, the week before that, he had 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the bye week last week. No, I think Kenyon Drake, somebody you could fire up.
Yeah.
Legitimately, just throw him in your lineup.
Yep. Evan Ingram didn't get traded, right? Huh?
Evan Ingram didn't get traded, right?
No, he didn't. He's still in New York.
Okay.
You know what is weird, though?
Hmm.
How this year, like, usually every year, it's running back that's the scarce position. This year is wide receiver, which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
So insane.
I mean, there's been random guys, but it's like someone, it's like people that.
Nobody's producing consistently.
True, yeah.
Like the guys that are waiver pickups each week, it's like, oh, they go off that 1 week and then they come back down to earth.
Mm hmm. And I mean, think it's pretty top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But even the top heavy guys, like, haven't been as consistent.
Nope. Yeah.
Like Tyreek, for instance.
Very inconsistent.
Like, he'll drop you 30, 50, and then he'll drop you 6
yep.
or 40. You know, it's like you don't really know with him. I mean, what, obviously, Cooper Kupp has been absolutely
he's just been the most
lights
consistent.
Out all year. Like, he had, like, that 2 week
Cooper
stretch.
Cooper Kupp was, like, the greatest steal if you got, depending on where you got him in fantasy this year.
Well, Jamar Chase up there, too.
Yeah.
Deebo Samuel.
Yep.
Michael Pittman was also a steal.
Yeah, because he was a pretty late one.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just didn't click last year, and he was supposed to have clicked last year.
Who?
Pittman. He was supposed to have clicked with Rivers last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had
sure.
good chemistry in camp, and it just didn't translate to the actual field.
Right.
Speaking of Rivers, he threw his name out there in case the Saints want to come calling.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty interesting, man. Like,
yeah. Like if Mike Thomas would have come back this year, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Because Rivers is definitely gonna dink it down to him every time.
Right. You say he's going to dick it down to him?
Dink it.
Oh. He's going to dick down Michael Thomas.
Like, damn it, Phillip. That's kid number 12.
Right. Speaking of the Saints, Falcons are there this week.
Yeah.
No, not a lot of threats, man. It almost seems like the Jackson, or was it the Jets? Who'd they play in London?
Yeah, it was the Jets that the Falcons play
yeah.
in London.
So, I mean, that's pretty much the personnel they're running with this week.
Mm-hmm.
Tajay Sharp looked a little bit better. Got quite a few passes thrown his way. Seemed like the wide receiver to have at least.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at Cordero Patterson as a running back,
right?
But I mean, Cordell and Kyle Pitts are the guys.
This is really it. Yeah, like that's the ones you start.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Mike Davis just hasn't clicked in that running game though, and they expected him to produce so well.
Yeah. Kamara owners, everybody out there. If Taysom Hill comes back, his usage is good, Simeon plays like shit, you might want to look into getting a haul for him.
Yeah.
Because anybody's going to trade for Kamara. Of course they are. But I feel like a lot of especially his goal line touches, will get vultured by Taysom Hill going forward.
So apparently this week he's their emergency quarterback for the Saints, Kamara.
Kamara is?
Yeah, he's the emergency QB.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, just run Wildcat the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they run, like, a flea flicker and hit someone through a pass, or is there somebody else?
I think they did, actually, last week.
I might be thinking of the Cowboys.
Oh, Cedric Wilson did have one last week, but I think it was one in that game, too, though.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Cedric Wilson threw a fucking beautiful ball.
He threw a dart.
Like, that thing. No, that was, like, a perfect, like. It was like an NFL quarterback throw, dude. It, like, went up, peaked at the perfect height, and then dropped right in on CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
That was a fucking beautiful ball.
Like, man.
But, yeah, I mean, just as a, you know, cautionary thing, like Kamara could see a little bit of a
taper off.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I was trying to say. I had the little voice squeak and everything in there.
It's cool. It's cool.
Trying to, you know, figure it out on the fly. Vikings at Ravens.
Baltimore is winning this one.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
I would take the under on this game.
You know, it feels like one of those games that could be a grind-out defensive game.
Yeah.
But then it also could go the other way out of nowhere, too.
It could.
Kyle took the over on it. I hope it hits for us.
He took the over on
this? Yeah, he put it in the chat.
What is the over-under?
I think it was like 50, pretty much. Ooh. I think it was like 49.5. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, I would take the under in this game. And this is,
yeah,
it seems
it's 49.5. That's the over-under.
This seems like one of those games that's going to be like 21-17 or like 24-14 or something.
I can see that happening, yeah.
Just because, like, you see it with the Vikings. Like, mm-hmm. Every few weeks, man, they just throw up a stinker of a game.
Yeah.
Can't get that shit rolling last week, though. What?
They had a stinker last week, low-key.
Did they?
Yeah, because that was, like, a somewhat low-scoring game against the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was a really low-scoring game.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, it was, like, week 2 and 3. They did it back-to-back.
Oh, they did.
Where they just had 2 stinkers in a row. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I'm just getting, like, that kind of vibe from, like, the Vikings right now.
Yeah.
Because Dalvin Cook played in that game last week, too, didn't he?
He did, yeah. And he didn't look, like, good for shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember we were joking. I said something when we were doing all that joking about the trades in the league. And I was like, man. And they said, I'm going to give him 20 cash for Dalvin Cook. He's like, no, dude, I need those 9 points a week. But, yeah, how are you feeling about starting, like, say, Devontae Freeman?
Nah.
No?
Because it's like, I don't know. I don't really trust Baltimore's run game too much. Because it's like, who may be the hot hand this week?
Yeah.
It's too much of a committee.
Or is Lamar Jackson going to take over and rush for 100?
Exactly. Like, it's really a committee backfield at this point.
Yeah.
So I can't even take that gamble. Like, if I'm desperate, okay, fuck it. Do the flyer on it. But hopefully I'm not that desperate.
I think if you need 10, 12 points, I think Devontae Freeman will get you that.
Possibly.
But if you got better options, obviously run them.
Oh, yeah.
Would you throw in, like, Bateman? Like you said, I don't know if it was...
He's ticking up. He's ticking up in production.
Yeah, I was going to say, like you said, I don't know if it was on stream or off.
I mean, as like a streamer in the flex, I would. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. I mean, I think the kid's got a ton of promise, man.
His production's going to go up throughout the season. So if you don't... If you can grab him now.
Right.
Which hopefully he's not around in your league.
He shouldn't be. He should really not be at this point. Yeah. I mean, Conklin's been a decent tight end.
Yeah.
Especially considering how, but like, dude, there wasn't a good option at tight end last week.
Mm-mm.
Like, there really like wasn't one, right?
Nah.
I'm trying to even think who had a good game last week in tight end.
No, wait. No, because I think I did get some decent tight end production last week.
Out of who?
Hold on. Let me see here. Because last week I had, let's see, in this league.
The number one tight end. Probably had Hockenson.
Well, yeah, I had. Yeah, Hockenson produced last week. And then, who the fuck else?
Freiermuth, maybe?
Yeah, Freiermuth actually did produce last week. Yeah.
Okay, so there was a couple.
Yeah. And
Dan
then,
Arnold.
Yep, Dan Arnold did actually produce some.
Goddard did
week. Yeah.
Outside of that, I mean, it was a bunch of, like, no names.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I got, like, 3 points out of Kyle Pitts, so I was kind of pissed about that.
Like, it's very salty at that. Like, bro, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You better than this. Luckily, he didn't cost me a win last week, but shit.
But I feel like Conklin's somebody you could just kind of throw in there. Like, I feel like he's getting safe enough amount of targets.
Yeah.
As long as, like, Osborne doesn't go off. But, yeah, pretty much you know who else to start. I'm taking Ravens to win this game, though.
Yeah,
it's in Baltimore. They're off the bye.
I just don't. Minnesota don't look good to me.
Yep, same.
Especially after last week. You let Cooper Rush beat you. You literally let Cooper Rush beat you at the end of that game.
Yep. We're getting in booty bowl territory, man.
Yeah.
1-7 Texans at the 1-7 Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even if what you said works and Miami picks up Odell and he's all happy, he can't play this week?
Yeah, not this week.
I feel like this might be a high-scoring game,
though.
They're
not going to do the waivers until Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be a high-scoring game.
It could.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of good fantasy options here. Brandon Cooks probably go off for 20.
Yep.
You know?
David, if not more.
David Johnson, I feel like, might get a few points.
Mm-hmm.
Although, what was it, Rex Burkhead who came in and, like, got all of the touches for the Texans last week?
I forgot that he was even there.
Right?
Like, they literally signed so many fucking running backs in the offseason. It didn't make sense.
Right.
Still don't.
They had Lindsey, Ingram.
Yep.
Already
had Burkhead. Johnson.
Yeah.
Brought in Burkhead. Like, why?
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like Gaskin's a go this week.
Mm-hmm.
I would play Tua. Tyrod's back.
Yeah.
He's going to start this week. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Brandon Cook's going to go off.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Waddle will probably have himself a game.
Yeah, I can see that.
Gesicki.
Yep.
I feel like
Gesicki's been pretty solid this year.
Yeah, he's been good. Yeah. I feel like you could just roll with everybody in this.
Mm-hmm.
Game I'll probably be paying most attention to. Cowboys and Broncos.
Because
half my fantasy team is Cowboys. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm rolling out. Yeah, I'm even rolling Tony Pollard this week.
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it's a solid gamble. Why not? He can produce.
I just go back to thinking about how disrespectful Dearness Johnson was to that defense.
Yeah.
On Thursday night. And it's like, man, like. I feel like any running back can do it.
Like
now.
They both could possibly hit 100 in
right.
this game. Yeah.
The only thing is just like I don't know if it's going to be a Dak Prescott week,
right.
where like he goes off, or if it's like oh it's Zeke and Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I feel like with them playing Denver, it's going to be a Zeke and Pollard week.
Bruh.
You firing up Judy?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna fire him up
over Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, I think I might have to.
It's a bold move, my friend.
I know. I'm going to still be thinking on it probably till the last second, too. That's the fucked up part.
Well, you got to think. Cortland Sutton is going to get absolutely smothered by Diggs.
Mm.
You know he's going to chase him around the whole game.
Yeah. But remember, Diggs does get a pick, but he gives up a fuck ton of yardage, too. He will give up the big play.
Yeah, I wonder if that still holds true the last couple of games. I haven't really been paying attention to that.
I mean, that New England game, it definitely happened. He got the pick six and then gave up a fucking 70-yarder.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. What about last week?
I don't think he got a pick last week, actually.
No, I don't think he did.
Yeah.
Would you dare fire up Cedric Wilson?
Not with Gallup coming back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was
If Gallup's playing, I wouldn't fire him up. I have to do a wait and see approach, see if Gallup eats into his touches.
Fair
which
enough.
I think he will.
Rest of season, Tim Patrick.
I want to have faith in my boy Tim.
I like him. I think
like,
he's
I actually
consistent
do like him.
10 points.
Yeah.
You know? With Judy and Sutton, that's tough.
Yeah.
But I feel like he'll still, you know, give you 8 points or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If he scores, even better.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, those guys could draw enough attention away from him to where.
Right. He can get some separation.
Yeah, exactly. Browns at Bengals this week.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this as another, like, tough fought division game, especially
with
how well the two teams are.
And the Bengals need to make a statement after last week.
Same. But seeing as how they gave up a ton to Mike Smith, that's his name, Mike White,
yeah.
Then Baker's got something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Odell's dad posting that video. Everybody heard. That shit was funny, man. But, dude, like.
Baker's dog shit.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at just, like, those first 5 throws, I demand a trade, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's like, bro, I'm literally wide open. Like, I am wide open for a fucking touchdown.
Right.
And you just don't see, like, how do you not see me?
You're
looking in my direction and you don't see me. Like, what is it? What is really the issue?
Right. Who are you taking to win this game? I'm taking the Bengals to bounce back.
Yeah. I mean, I want to try to say Cleveland, But nah, I think Cincy gonna bounce back heavy in this game.
Same.
They might blow him out low key. I feel like
it could be.
Yeah,
I think so. There's the Browns. I mean, unless they get the run game really going, yep. Yeah, they're getting blown up. All right, Chris, 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Let's speed run the next few games.
All right,
New England to Carolina.
I don't know who to take in this one.
Give me the Patriots.
I want to take New England, but I feel like Carolina might finally have that bounce back game. And you know New England could come out and lay that stinker out of nowhere.
They could. McCaffrey's back, but not at full goes. Sam Darnold, I don't even think, is going to play this week.
No, I think it's going to be PJ.
Yeah. Belichick's going to confuse the shit out of that kid. Mm-hmm. Give me the Patriots in this one. Charges.
Goal, Chargers, goal.
I left it. even when trying to speed run it, I'll leave it there. I'll leave it open for you.
Wait.
Against Philly.
Yeah, the Chargers are going to have a bounce back game.
Chargers on the road all day in this game.
Like, they going to fucking beat the dog. Wait, no. What time is this game?
4:00.
I don't know.
Chargers are traveling all the way over to Philly.
Because, you know, I feel like that's why they lost that Baltimore game the way they did. Because they were in Baltimore.
I agree 100%.
I want to say Chargers. I don't think it's as much of a lock for the Chargers as I feel like it should be.
And Philly's coming off a big win.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, Hurts might be a little bit more confident.
Right.
But they're... Bart's,
it's that traveling from LA to the East Coast. Yeah. Like, it really does take a toll on some players. Even though this is the regular time they will be playing, typically.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know.
I mean, Boston Scott, Jordan Howard, I don't think they have the same kind of game. Mm. You know, the Chargers defense is way different than the Lions defense.
Yeah, it is.
Give me the Chargers all day in this one. I don't think it's going to be like a big blowout or anything.
What's the spread on that one?
I actually think that the Chargers are the dogs in this game.
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
I took a bet earlier. Let's see. Football. Fuck, I got to go through all this college. Who are we looking for? Oh, yeah, Chargers. Whoa, yeah. -1.5. Mm. On MGM, they were the dogs.
Really?
Yeah, they're +135.
Mm. I mean, I could take them to cover 1.5 in this game.
Same. Yeah, give me the Chargers. Philly's just bad. Like, yeah, they
haven't really looked too great too often.
I mean, they just played a really, really bad Lions team.
Yep.
Packers-Chiefs. Jordan Love.
Melvin Ingram going to try to make a statement in his debut, I feel like.
Could, yeah. Man, I kind of want to see Jordan Love go out there and show out just so we can see Aaron Rodgers go somewhere else.
I mean, he could. That would be great to see.
Right, especially against Mahomes.
Yeah, but I don't see it happening.
That Chiefs defense is rough, man.
It is. Looking real rough. It's really only rough when Sorensen is in.
Yeah, Sorensen looks – he looks lost.
He's fucking – ridiculously terrible.
Yeah, he looks lost. The Chiefs just look bad. I feel like the Green Bay's defense has stepped up.
Yeah.
I'm not taking Green Bay to win the game, but I take them to keep it competitive.
Fair.
Cardinals on the road against the 49ers.
I want to say Cardinals. I really do got the Cardinals. But if for some reason, you know.
They have to start Colt McCoy.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be that
great. It's crazy to me that he's still playing.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they get someone that's a little more similar to Kyler Murray's play style?
I don't understand why people don't do that when they have a, you know, mobile quarterback.
Like, dude, if Lamar Jackson goes down, I forget the kid's name. Who's the backup there?
I think it's Trace McSorley.
Let me see. I'm not sure. Whatever the kid's name is, the dude who came out in the preseason and threw 5 touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
That kid's got wheels too, man.
Yeah.
The offense doesn't change much. Mm-mm. If Kyler Murray doesn't play, they're going to go out there looking like the Jets.
Yep.
So, yeah. I'm taking the Cardinals in this game regardless, actually. I think just overall they're too good.
They should be, yeah.
Titans on the road on the Rams in L.A. Stafford not practicing. Woods not practicing. Does it matter?
No, because no Derrick Henry. I don't think the first week the offense is going to click like it should.
Right. You got
especially against the Rams defense.
Yeah,
now.
You got Ramsey. Von Miller's going to make his debut. No.
Bruh,
Rams winning that all day.
Speaking of Von Miller.
What?
He commented on, he tweeted to Odell, like, hey, happy birthday, Odell. Love you, man, for real. Come to the Rams so we can chase this ring together.
No way.
Dude, if by some way you fuckers got Odell.
That would be crazy. I guarantee he would love to go to L.A. and
he
play for the Rams.
He probably would, too, yeah. That's like if it wasn't for, you know, them bringing back A.B. and Godwin, he would have been in Tampa easily, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been the destination
easily,
for him.
Yeah.
Brady wanted to play with him. He wants to play with Brady. But I feel like it's too many miles in Tampa right now for it to work.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
We said that last year with A.B., you know, when he was getting fit in, like it was too many miles then.
Yep.
But they found a way to make it work.
And yeah.
You also have Gronk working in, too. Like,
yep.
Brady ain't throwing the ball 60 times every game.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if they added Odell to that. I mean, I feel like they could still add Odell now that, especially because what's going on with Antonio Brown?
He's been injured, yeah.
No, I'm saying is he's still good for the season.
Yeah,
but
he's still
like
good
in a
season.
He was, like, in crutches, like, this week.
Yeah.
Like, in a walking boot, had crutches on or something, right?
Yeah, he was kind of on something. But, like, he'll be back soon. I'll give him maybe 2-3 more weeks. He'll
okay.
be back.
Yeah, so it doesn't really make sense for him to go there.
Yeah.
If he goes to L.A., man, that's going to be insane.
That will be nuts.
Like, you still have Van Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
who's a decent player. You know, he's not a world beater, but...
Nah.
He's decent. He takes the top off the defense. And then, finally, Chicago at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh gonna beat the dog shit out of the Bears.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even with how well Justin Fields looked last week, because
he looked like the second coming of Michael Vick on that one run.
Yeah, dude, that run was insane.
I was like, why didn't you catch this man several times here?
Right. That was the first game without Matt Nagy.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I was saying that too. I was like, I got a feeling. Without Matt Nagy, they gonna look fucking great on offense. I was telling you that last
mm-hmm.
week, and it's like, I feel like with him not there, they just gonna be like, let's look great, guys.
Right? Yeah, let's do this for the team.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody tried to say like when Nagy was coming out of KC, that like he's the mastermind behind all of that, and it looked. Like, he could have been a decent coach,
yeah.
like, early on in Chicago. Because they started off that season with,
yeah,
like, 4-5.
Good, yeah.
Like, or 5-0 or something.
Mm-hmm.
4-0, 5-0. But then you
the
found out that
off.
He was just riding the coattail of that fucking amazing defense.
Yep.
You know? So,
Oh, good one.
You got Chicago losing this
what
game.
What the fuck? Yeah, I got Chicago losing.
That was... Who was that missing a dunk? If anyone was curious
tell.
As to why
oh,
Chris...
I think that was Diallo. I missed that one. Like, bro.
Was it?
I think it is. Yeah, I think that is Diallo. Yeah, because Diallo do be wearing a sleeve.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's an hour. Hour plus.
We made it.
103.
103.
All right. Well, anything else on your mind?
Nah, that's about it.
You probably won't hear from me much this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Had some big games drop.
Right.
He
gonna be into duty.
I'm gonna be in Call of Duty mode for the next like 2 days, maybe. I mean, I'll definitely still watch football.
Oh, it, shit,
did your shit
died.
Just shut down?
Yeah, the battery died.
Just in time.
I was like, well, that was clutch.
Yeah.
And it was a made three by the Pistons. There we go.
Let's go.
They shot the lights out.
Are they still? It's a close game, right?
It is.
Are they only
yeah.
down three or something?
Yeah, I think that actually would have tied it up.
Oh shit. All right, well, that's our show.
We've made it.
I think we're going to start, we'll continue to do probably mostly football, probably start incorporating a little bit more basketball as we get,
as
you know,
progresses through
yeah,
the
as
season.
We get closer.
Yeah.
Last season, I started watching basketball like day one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been into it. Like, I'll turn on the Pistons game, watch Pistons, you know, but
yeah.
I haven't been as, like, involved with basketball just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go in and, like, look at it. I've mainly been ignoring it just because I don't want to bet it right now.
Right. That makes sense.
Basketball's too shaky. Although early on in the season, I did slap them up, but that was like I watched so much basketball that I had a good feel for the
yeah.
teams. So, yeah, I'm staying away from it, not betting basketball right now. Wait until closer to All-Star break. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah.
You?
That's about it too.
Nothing else on your mind?
Just kind of. Yeah, chilling.
Chris is like, don't put me on the spot like that, bro.
Why you put me on the spot, man? Why I gotta be on the spot, dog? Come on, man.
All right. Well, I think that's it then.
All right.
All right. I'm trying to think of like what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to like get pissed off all weekend dying to guys with names like 69 Poopy 420.
Yeah. Oh, man, did you totally see me? I just got you, man.
I'm probably here, since it's Call of Duty, probably hear the N-word thrown around.
Yeah. Couple times. Of five-year-olds in there, you know, just cussing you out. Like, did your mother know you speak like this?
Right.
Yeah, she does,
fuck
bitch.
Fuck you. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for real. We'll see you guys next week. And that's it, Bruce Mode.
Peace.
Peace.
No, they ain't showing up. Rocky came with the shots. Thug came with the blunts. Saying one's too many, 100 isn't enough. All right. Yeah. Now you see we going dumb, dumb, dumb. Now you see we going dumb, dumb, dumb. Yeah, one's too many, 100 isn't enough. Yeah, 100 just isn't enough.
Oh, hey, lucky girl, okay, what you want? Wanna lay, got ice on the way. Put stones in your face, calamari, ocean lake. Split me in four ways, by Provence and Tropez. Yeah, alright, why is it so hard for you to cry when you're rich? I put this sideline in front, cause I can't